Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A 21-year-old sexual assault suspect accused of kidnapping three children over the span of 2 days was taken into custody Thursday, according to police in Wichita, Kansas. All three children have been located and are safe, this from officials during a Thursday news conference. Officers who were patrolling the area spotted the suspect's vehicle. After attempting to stop him, a brief pursuit by foot occurred. He was eventually taken into custody without incident. And don't expect relief from the drought anytime soon. J.P. Bizet has more.
Western Kansas is expected to remain dry well into the new year. The National Weather Service in Dodge City is forecasting no measurable rain or snow is expected at least through January 10th. The Hays area ended 2022 nearly 6.5 inches of 53-year average of 22.78 inches.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The State Finance Council approved a total of $374 million in COVID-19 relief funds for broadband infrastructure and adoption, the modernization and improvement of government services, economic development, and health and education initiatives that were recommended by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee. Governor Kelly said she wanted to thank the bipartisan State Finance Council and everyone who participated in the SPARK process for helping to ensure these relief dollars are invested as effectively and efficiently as possible. The SPARK Executive Committee met on December 20th to consider program design proposals for COVID-19 relief funding that were recommended by the committee in September. The Executive Committee reviewed the proposals and recommended programming to distribute $374 million in federal coronavirus relief funds allocated to Kansas through the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, of March of 2021. Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman said the programs that were approved will make catalytic investments in critical areas of need that will position Kansas for future success. He said from broadband to economic development, these programs will provide funding to Kansas communities that will be impactful for years to come. The portfolio of approved funding includes investments in competitive grant programs in the four SPARK advisory panel areas: connectivity, efficiency and modernization, health and education, and economic revitalization. More details on the competitive grant programs will be released from administering agencies by the end of February. Wichita State University released its forecast early Friday morning for this year's job market. The report is optimistic that there will be more jobs for Kansans, saying that while the national economy fell in 2022 due to inflation and recession concerns, agriculture and manufacturing helped keep Kansas's economy stable. For 2023, Kansas economists expect the state to add 3,220 jobs, which is up 1.3% from last year. And they expect to see the fastest growth in manufacturing as the aerospace industry and plant expansions grow. The Kansas Crime Victims Compensation Board awarded over $300,000 in financial assistance to 159 victims of violent crime. The awards were made in 71 new cases, and additional expenses were paid in 88 previously submitted cases, and the awards totaled $317,933.39. The Kansas's Crime Victims Compensation Board, administered by the Crime Victims Compensation Division of the Attorney General's Office, determines claims that are eligible for payment and how much money will be awarded to each claimant. The awards are limited to a maximum total amount of $25,000, with limitations of $5,000 for outpatient mental health counseling, $10,000 for inpatient mental health treatment, and $1,500 for grief counseling for family survivors of homicide victims. And some of the funding for these payments comes from court costs and fines, inmate wages, parole fees, and restitution paid by convicted offenders. For more information about the Crime Victims Compensation Program, you can visit the Attorney General's website at ag.ks.gov. Governor Kelly was in Wichita on Wednesday to outline her Axing Your Taxes plan, which she says will help save money for Kansans. After touring a local Child Start facility, the governor detailed her plan, which includes getting rid of sales tax on groceries, diapers, and feminine hygiene products, as well as a sales tax holiday on school supplies. Governor Kelly said they continued to pull in new businesses and new jobs into the state, so she's very confident that they have embedded in their ongoing revenues and projections more than enough to fund what these proposals ask for. Another part of the governor's plan would be to increase the income threshold for when a Social Security recipient would have to pay state income taxes. And she said the state's budget would be able to handle those cuts even without the budget surplus it currently has. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities immediately until the day of interment in honor of former Kansas Attorney General Robert Steffen Day. Steffen entered the Kansas Attorney General's office in 1979 and held that office for 16 years. Governor Kelly said she ordered the flag statewide to be flown to honor Kansas's longest-serving Attorney General Robert Steffen. She said she had the utmost respect for General Steffen's advocacy and public service, and she appreciated his sage counsel, and her condolences go out to his family. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be on Tuesday, January 17th at 10 a.m. in the Pioneer Seeds Meeting Room in Downs, Kansas. And the main agenda items include a presentation about Regional Advisory Committee responsibilities, an update from the Bostwick Irrigation District, an update on interstate compacts, and updates on recent KWA and legislature activities. The agenda, virtual option information, and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov. If accommodations are needed for a person with disabilities, you need to notify the Kansas Water Office by calling 785-296-3185 at least 5 working days prior to the meeting. According to the unofficial minutes of the December 29, 2022 Norton City Council end-of-year meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 12 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding. And the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe, and Assistant Chief of Police Jay Sharp introduced new police officer Stephanie Peltier to the council. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Resolution 30-2022, which is a resolution establishing the boundary lines of the city limits of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance 25 as a whole, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Ron Briery to adjourn, so the council adjourned at 12:07 p.m. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that on January 5th, the Northern Valley Junior High boys played their first game back from Christmas break against Logan Palco, and the Northern Valley A-team boys played well together to win 47-16. All five starters scored to contribute to the win, with Tate Talheim leading the Huskies in scoring with 17 points. Griffin McKinney played his best game of the season, scoring 12 points, and Connor David added 9. The A-team boys are now 6-2 on the season. The Northern Valley B-team boys struggled hitting their shots and lost 6-20 to the Trojans. Funeral services for Dr. R.A. Buzz Peterson, 81 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, January 12th at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 11th at the funeral home, and the family will greet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Ray's Grocery extends their thanks and appreciation to the Oberlin and surrounding area volunteer fire department and emergency medical teams. They want to thank them for keeping their loved ones and community safe. From Ray's Grocery in Oberlin, proudly home-owned and operated, see the local newspaper for weekly ad specials. Coombs Trucking would like to thank the Phillipsburg and surrounding area volunteer firefighters and emergency medical technicians for answering the call for help to keep everyone safe. From Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, providing transportation to their customers timelessly, efficiently, safely, and cost-effectively.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA is making more investments to diversify the nation's meat supply while boosting incomes for small and mid-sized livestock producers. We hear more from the USDA's Gary Crawford.
Some new USDA investments being announced this week. Investments designed to help producers
to expand market capacity and market opportunity, particularly in the meat and poultry area.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling reporters Thursday about 25 new USDA investments, both in grants and loan guarantees for projects that will help producers pursue
new approaches to improve income, especially for small and mid-sized producers.
Some of those new projects will help livestock producers carry out plans to add value to their products by processing them and selling them on their farms. Other projects aimed strictly at allowing producers to create or expand their slaughter and processing capacity,
so that farmers have more than one market opportunity in which to potentially sell their livestock. With more than one market opportunity, then hopefully the price will continue to be a one that will benefit the farmers because there'll be competition for their product.
Vilsack promised more investment announcements in the coming months. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary. One grant was awarded in Kansas. Welch Market of Humboldt will receive a $49,000 rural development investment grant to supplement the amount of beef being processed and sold through their grocery store. USDA estimates that 3 jobs will be supported by this grant. The United Auto Workers announced in a news release that they've decided to bring CNH Industrial's last, best, and final offer to its striking workers workers for a vote. Farm Equipment Magazine says that the workers are expected to vote tomorrow. However, Ag Equipment Intelligence reached out to CNH Industrial for comment, but did not hear back. Workers at plants in Racine, Wisconsin, and Burlington, Iowa, have been on the picket lines since May. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Some clouds across our state today as low pressure gets together in the Panhandle region. That system will move eastward through the afternoon and tonight with some light precipitation for a few parts of Kansas. We also have a batch of cooler air coming in from the north. After some rain and snow showers overnight and into tomorrow, things should clear up, followed by fair weather on Sunday. With this latest system, although some snow showers will be possible in the northern counties and a mix of rain and snow east and northeast, the rest of the state will stay dry. On the map, heading into the afternoon, our low is forming in the northern Texas Panhandle with a trough ahead of it, pushing some warm air into our southern and southwestern counties. On the north side of the system, cooler air is filtering into northwestern Kansas, but 50s look likely in the southwestern counties. By late afternoon and evening, the low moves east into central Oklahoma. It'll be breezy across Kansas with increasing clouds. By late evening, some snow showers could develop in our northern tier counties and a mix of rain and snow for northeastern Kansas. Some rain showers in the southeastern counties. Precipitation may last into early tomorrow morning north and east, but will stay dry elsewhere. The low moves out tomorrow afternoon, followed by high pressure on Sunday. Warmer temperatures and the weather pattern looks fair for a while. This afternoon in our northeast counties, we'll stay in the mid-30s with mid-teens overnight. North Central, low to mid-40s, with tonight's lows in the low to mid-20s. Upper 40s and low 50s northeast, mid-20s to low 30s for tonight's lows. In the southwestern counties, mid to upper 50s, with upper teens and low 20s for tonight. Upper 40s and mid-50s south central, tonight's lows in the mid-20s to low 30s. Low to mid-50s southeast and upper 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you ought to check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological benefits of ground cover and protecting the health of your soil. You'll also add income without adding headaches. Early fall planting and early spring harvesting means no interference to your regular routine. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dixon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
She was a friend to me when I needed one. Wasn't for her, I don't know what I'd have done. She gave me back something that was missing in me. She could have turned out to be almost anyone. Almost anyone. With the possible exception of who I wanted her to be.